Welcome back to another episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written by Christopher Schwarz for the Chris Schwarz blog at popularwoodworking.com. The post is titled, Rehandling a Chisel, and was originally posted November 15, 2010. To read more great posts from the Chris Schwarz blog, visit www.popularwoodworking.com/woodworking-blogs/chris-schwarz-blog, or of course, as I always do, I'll have links in the show notes to get you there that much quicker. So without further delay, let's get on with the show. Rehandling a Chisel, written by Christopher Schwarz for the Chris Schwarz blog, originally posted November 15, 2010. For the last week or so, I've been researching the science of smacking the snot out of things. I've been reading lecture notes from a Harvard course on fracture mechanics, learning what the timber construction manual has to say about design values for bearing on end grain, and hearing about the construction of escrima, a 2-foot stick for whacking people in the martial arts. After taking all this in, there are a lot of different things I want to try when I replace handles on my chisels in the future. However, I need to get to work, and so today, I took the most direct route in rehandling my half-inch mortising chisel. Before the squealing begins, please note that this is my Ray Isles chisel, which I really like and would purchase again. Did I abuse the chisel? No, I was using a wooden mallet. Was the chisel sharp? Yes. Was the chisel defective? No, but I do think the wood for the handle could have been chosen with more care. So let's start with the wood selection. The original handle was beech, which is tough and traditional. After looking at all the handles in my set, I realized that the two handles that cracked had grain that was running at an angle from end to end. The handles that were not cracked had dead straight grain. You can see how the grain runs out in this photo of the cracked interior, which shows the tang. For my replacement handle, I chose wood that was as straight as I could manage. Instead of beech, I decided to use American hornbeam, which also goes by the alias ironwood, blue beech, or musclewood. I have mortising and bevel-edged chisels made of this stuff, and I've managed only to take a couple of chips out of one in 2005. This is what Lee Nielsen Toolworks uses. I took my cracked handle apart with care so I could see how it was put together in the factory in England. Its tang is an untapered bar of D2 steel measuring 0.497 inches by 0.59 inches by 2.375 inches. From the looks of the handle, I think the factory bored a 5/8 inch diameter hole that's 2.6 inches deep into the handle. Then they drove or pressed the rectangular tang into the hole, crushing the fibers in the corners, wedging the tang in the wood. I decided to do exactly the same thing. I bored the hole to the same spec as the original handle, but it was difficult to get the tang started into its hole, so I took a chisel and pared the beginning of the hole to the same shape as the tang. Then I cut out a leather bolster to sit between the handle and the chisel. Some woodworkers will say that this is an unnecessary step. That's fine. Do that with your own chisels. I like me some leather. No, I'm not listening. Na-nung, 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 I can't hear you. I placed the leather over the tang, then pressed the new, unshaped handle into the end of the tang. I clamped the chisel in my vise and knocked the new handle into place with a 16-ounce hammer. Then I shaped the handle, first with a draw knife, then with rasp and sandpaper. I did most of the shaping with a draw knife, creating the tapered and ovaloid shape of the handle. The handle tapers from the top to the leather. It is oval in cross-section, with the long part of the oval in line with the bevel of the chisel, and the short part of the oval in line with the flanks of the blade. I knifed the handle until it was less than 1/16 inch proud of the chisel's bolster. Then I trimmed the wood flush of the bolster using rasp. Then I used the rasp to round over the striking end of the handle. A little sandpaper and linseed oil finish the job. I have other crazy plans for a second cracked handle, so don't stray too far. And that was Rehandling a Chisel, written by Christopher Schwarz for the Chris Schwarz blog, originally posted November 15, 2010. Make sure you don't miss another episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. Visit SpokenWoodPodcast.com to subscribe today. Also, please help support the show by clicking on the shopwoodworking.com links in the show notes. Your purchases help to ensure we can pay our hosting services and so much more, so we can keep the show coming to you free every week. Get 15% off your next purchase of great DVDs, books, and online content by entering promo code MBW15WW at checkout.